The impact of European colonialism, secular paths of modernization and westernization, chosen by many Muslim states, and the nature of authoritarian regimes, and consequent hold of tradition have stifled at times the pace of Islamic reform. Contemporary Islamic revivalism emerged in the latter half of the 20th century in many ways as a response in personal and public life to the failures of Muslim states and the excesses of westernization, or at least the perceived excesses of westernization. Religion became the dominant language and symbolism of political discourse in many Muslim societies and remains so today. The impact of Islamic revivalism in its violent revolutionary forms, from Egypt and Iran to Afghanistan and Pakistan, has strengthened militant interpretations of Islam and proven a major obstacle to Islamic reform. In some Muslim societies, reformers are caught between a rock and a hard place, whether they're secular or religious reformers, between authoritarian regimes that will imprison and perhaps execute you, certainly torture you on the one hand, and a minority of extremists that will kill you if they don't like what you're saying. Militants have not only imposed their brand of Islam, but also silenced alternative voices. A struggle for the soul of Islam is being waged across the Muslim world and within Muslim societies. While many Muslims wish to simply return to and reappropriate and often romanticized, and in some cases, reimagined past. Others look to the past for inspiration in order to reinterpret, reform, and propel Islam further down the road in the 21st century. The struggle for an Islamic reformation in the 21st century is a battle in which lines are increasingly drawn between conservatives, fundamentalists, reformers. Muslim understanding and interpretation of Islam, attitudes towards change and modernization, reflect a broad religious diversity. Now, we've talked about it a few lessons ago, but at this juncture, as we look to the future of Islam, it's important to remember where we are today. Secularists, in light of the chaos and carnage at times caused by militants and Muslim extremists, re-emphasize that the future development of Muslim societies is contingent upon the separation of religion and politics. Many argue that after the death of Muhammad, religion, though used by rulers, was in fact separate from the state. Conservatives and traditionalists reaffirm the continued relevance of Islamic faith and traditions amidst rapid, predominantly Western-oriented change, whose secularism and material excesses they reject. Islamic reformers, an extension of early Islamic modernists, advocate an Islamic reformation. They don't always use this language, but a broad process of reform, a fresh reinterpretation or reconstruction of religious thought, and the transformation of Muslim societies, based upon a selective, and this word is important, a selective synthesis of aspects of Islamic and Western, as well as other cultures. Islamic activists, those who apply political and social activism, commonly referred to as fundamentalist or Islamist, maintain that reform is possible by returning to the sources of Islam, the Quran and Sunnah, example of the Prophet, to revitalize and reform Muslim societies. They are more critical of any form of dependency on or significant influence by the West, what they would see as Westernization, some call it West toxification or Westomania. They are particularly sensitive to the penetration of Western culture and values, which of course go to the heart of a people's identity and faith, any people's identity and faith. Islamic movements and organizations span the spectrum from mainstream organizations that operate within society, as we've seen, to extremists who rely on violence and terrorism. What we see today are challenges to the authority of the past. As with other religions, central to contemporary Islamic reform are issues of authority. The authority of scripture, or more particularly, how scripture and tradition are to be understood and interpreted. the authority of the ulama, the religious scholars.